Sue Storm, the angel lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Everyone, and welcome to Angel Talk. This is Sue Storm. I'm your host, and I'm really excited about today's program because we're going to do the Angel Lady's favorite. So we're going to talk about the Angel First Aid, Rx for Success book, which we've been talking about every week. And this week, we're going to do my favorite angels, my favorite remedies, and the things that I feel are most beneficial for you to know and to learn. And they're going to be from all the chapters. In the past, we've done individual chapters. Today, we're just going to do the Angel Lady's favorite. So this is the show I've been looking forward to. Here is the number if you'd like to call in. It's 888-268-4313. That's international, 888-268-4313. And you can ask me questions about anything you'd like to know. And Archangel Michael works through me, and he'll be answering your questions. If you would like to the names of your angels, you can get the names of your angels or those for someone else that that you know. Or you can ask me questions about health, happiness, prosperity, relationships, success, whatever it is. I am able to give you advice, give you remedies, and what we have is angel first aid techniques, and these are the remedies from the angel first aid books that I'm going to be talking about today, and specifically angel first aid Rx for success. So here we go. We're going to start off with the angels in the support chapter. And, of course, my very favorite angel and the top angel is Archangel Michael. And he is the angel of support. He's the angel of guidance. He's the angel of love. And he just can do just about anything. If you are in a quandary as to which angel to ask for a request, for a favor, for something that you need, for support, call on Archangel Michael. If for some reason he needs to go and get, say, Jordan, the angel of teamwork, or Kyle, the angel of partnerships, or whoever he needs to get to help you out, he can do that. If you don't know the names, always call on Archangel Michael. Okay, now here is one of my favorite remedies. Actually, today everything is my favorite remedy and my favorite angel. So, and it's called Play Money. And this is what I want you to do. If you want to go out and get the game of life or somehow find a game that has play money in it, and life is the one I recommend because it has $100,000 bills. Monopoly doesn't have money that goes as high. I think 500 is the highest. It doesn't have hundred thousands like that. I'm not sure exactly how high it goes, but it does not go into the 100,000. In any event, you caught me on that one. If you get the $100,000 bills and you put them in your wallet or put them in your purse or put them on your mirror or put them on your computer where you see them, Your mind, subconscious mind, does not know the difference between something that's visualized and something that's real. And I think that that's a wonderful thing to do, and I want to tell you a little story. A lady came to see me, and usually when people come to see me, the first thing that they want to do, and of course that to see me means a consultation or a session or reading in the Chicago area, because that's where I'm from. And when she sat down, I said to her, well, are you interested in prosperity? And she said, no, I just want to talk about my children. And I thought, that's interesting. And so maybe she knows something I don't know. And I said to her, do you have all the money that you need? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, wow, that's wonderful. How did that happen? Hold on a minute. And when I cough, it's like a real strong answer. So you may hear me coughing again today, in particular, because we're doing strong, important things. Anyway, so she tells me that she had taken the game of life. Her kids had left it on the piano, and she had taken four $100,000 bills and put them in her purse, in her wallet, and just left them there, but would look at them periodically. And then one day she gets a call from a man who said he found missing heirs. And she thought it was a joke. And he said, I'll be at your house Wednesday at 7. I even remember the time. And she said she totally forgot about it, thought it was a joke. But sure enough, Wednesday at 7, he showed up at the door. She also said that it was very difficult to find her house. It was not just on a regular street. It was, I guess, back in the woods. In any event, there he was and told her about a half-sister that had left her, what do you think? She put $400,000 in her wallet in these $100,000 bills. Exactly, $400,000 to the penny. Isn't that an amazing story? So this is in the support chapter of the Angel First Aid book, and it's called Play Money. And the very end of this particular remedy, in the very end, you say an affirmation three times. And each time you notice the money, each time you see your $100,000 bill, you say, I expand my wealth tolerance. Your tolerance for wealth, your tolerance for bliss and money. I expand my wealth tolerance. I'm going to do it three times, just like I want you to do it. So visualize, you can do this right now, looking at a $100,000 bill and saying, I expand my wealth tolerance. Okay. And even if you don't have a $100,000 bill there, you can still do that. In fact, if you tap on your temples with your fingers at the same time, it holds it and pulls it in. Yes?
Hi, this is Don.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Are you listening to the show or just calling in?
I'm just calling in tonight.
Oh, okay, because we've been talking about an unusual remedy called Play Money. And tonight is my favorite remedies and favorite angels. And you're my favorite caller. So tell me, what can I help you with?
Well, I was... what I was thinking about before I called was I need some help on focus.
On focus, okay, all right. At your job or in your life or where?
Well, I'm trying to do my own business, and I haven't been able to focus totally on that yet.
All right, and do you have any idea what you wanted, what type of business you want?
Yes, the eBay business.
eBay business, okay. Well, the first thing I hear from the angels is you're going to need some schooling, that there's some kind of classes or there's something that will help you so that you feel more comfortable with it. The reason you can't focus on it, they're saying, is because you're not quite sure yet that you can handle it, the responsibility, you don't know all the ins and the outs of the job. But they're saying it's going to be very easy for you once you learn how to do it. So
okay.
Is there a possibility? Do you know of any classes in your area?
No. And not at this moment. I'll probably have to look.
Okay.
And see if there's anything given at the university or whatever.
Right, right. They have some classes at the library in the Chicago area. Someone has been teaching classes on eBay. So I'm sure that there's some place out there where you can learn how to do it and how to do it well. The next thing I'm hearing is that you're going to have to specialize in something. I mean, you can't just go through, you know, anything. Find something that you're like, that you're interested in, like old books or sports equipment, or is there anything in particular, antiques, anything in particular you're interested in?
At this moment, I don't have anything specific. I'm just trying to, I just listed my first item recently, this past week.
Good.
But I haven't gotten any hits on it, so.
Okay.
I'll have to kind of take it slow.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be fun for you once you, and the words I hear from the angels is generate. You're going to start generating income, generating revenue. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to do an affirmation. I am generating revenue for myself.
Okay.
Okay.
I am generating revenue for myself.
Uh-huh. And
okay.
Then and think about focusing. The best thing for focus, and I was going to talk about it later, but we can talk about it now, is the remedy Baroque beat. Have you and I ever discussed that, where you play Baroque music in the background?
No, we have not discussed that before.
Okay. Well, that's one of the best things to help you focus. Because Baroque beat, the music is at 60 beats per minute, and our brain works at 60 beats per minute. So if you play it in the background, any kind of Baroque music, it helps you focus. It kind of re-regulates your brain.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay,
well, thank you very much, Sue.
Yeah, well, good luck. And
thank
are you generating revenue for yourself?
Well, hopefully I will be.
Good for you. Yes, you are. Okay. Thanks for calling, Doc.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. What a nice man. And now let's go back to some of my favorite angels. I guess we'll do that. Okay. One of my favorite angels is Solomon, who's the angel of security. And he's the angel for safety. He's the angel, if you're worried about another 9/11 or terrorists or something like that coming, Solomon is the angel you want to talk to. He's also the angel for emotional security. So if you have crisis or upheaval in your life and things are going up, and they're going down, and you know, you're just not feeling real secure right now. Also, I'm hearing that someone out there listening is having that type of an up and down with their career. If that's working for you, with you or against you or whatever you would call it, if that's what's going on in your life, I guess he's trying to tell me, then Solomon is the angel of security and the one that you'd like to talk to. Okay. Let's go to another one of my really favorite remedies. And this one is going to be in the confidence chapter. Again, I'm going to give out the number 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. If you'd like to call in, get the names of your angels, or ask any questions about careers, health, happiness, and here we go. This affirmation is called the wealth affirmation. And if you want to earn extra income, and we talked about this a little bit before, tap gently on your temple, on either side of your head, on your temples, and say, I give myself permission to be wealthy. And I'm going to repeat that three times. I give myself permission to be wealthy. I give myself permission to be wealthy. I wonder if we actually do give ourselves permission to be wealthy. You know, if we're not, that means that there's something going on, and we need to start focusing on being wealthy. All right. The other one that I like really well, and this is a remedy for energy. It's also from the confidence chapter, and it's called Confidence Builder. And this one is an exercise that you use before you go somewhere where you want people to see you. There's my cough again. And know that you are strong and important and confident. For instance, if you're going on a job interview and Deborah is the angel that you take with you for interviewing, if you're going on a job interview, or if you're going on a date, if you're meeting someone for the first time, or if you're going out somewhere where you hope to meet someone for the first time, or find going to a job fair, or a place where you would like to make a really good impression. People make an impression or get an impression of you in the first 30 seconds. And usually they don't change that impression. I mean, you may be able to change it, but that instant impression that you give them in the first 30 seconds is probably the most important. So before you meet someone or when you go out, you want to do Confidence Builder, and this is what you do. And you'll probably have to do it somewhere where no one's around, either in the restroom or in the car before you go into the wherever you're looking to meet that special person. Okay, what you do is you take your hand, and it does not matter which hand, right or left, it does not matter, and you run it back and forth across your solar plexus about 7 times. So each direction, one back, let's say to the left and right counts as 1, left and right counts as 2, and you do it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times across the bottom of your rib cage, your solar plexus. The next thing that you do is you crisscross your hands so that the fingers of your right hand are touching the bottom of your left shoulder, and the fingers of your left hand are touching the bottom of your right shoulder. And then on the back of your arm, up and down your arm, you go up and down 7 times. And every up and down is 1 time. So you're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Great. Okay, so I hope you're doing it along with me. The next thing you do is you take the heel of your hand, and you take the palm and you put it on your the top of your thigh on the outside, and run your hand down to your knee and then back up again. And so you're going to go from hip to thigh 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, and that's it. And you will notice you have more energy. Your aura will get stronger. People will look at you differently in a much more positive way. They won't really understand what is going on. They won't understand that you've just done a remedy to make yourself more powerful. But what they will understand is that there's something special about you and that you have confidence. One time, and this is many years ago, I might say this might be 20 years ago, I was reading in a magazine, what do men want most in women? When they're looking for women, what attracts them the most? And I was really surprised to find out, or maybe not so, that confidence was the number one winner in that survey, in that report. Was confidence, more so than beauty, more so than, you know, physical attractiveness or financial, financial security. But confidence is what attracted a man the most in a woman. And my guess is that might be the same way. I don't know if it's woman to man, if it's the same way, but my guess is it might be. Okay, we're going to take our first little short break. Don, do you want to give us a break here?
Thank you. You got it.
Okay, thank you.
Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid: Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid: Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net. If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334. Again, 630-420-1334.
Okay, welcome back, and it's your Angel Talk, and this is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I am doing my favorite remedies and angels. This is my favorite show. So we have a number for you to call in if you'd like to talk to me. The number is 888-268-4313, 888-268-4313. And I think you've been hearing on their little break on their commercials that if you'd like to do a session with me or get copies of the Angel First Aid books, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my number is 630-420-1334. If you want to use my 800 number, it's 800-323-1790, but it only works in the United States. It's not an international number. Okay, here we go. We're going back to my favorite angels, my favorite remedies. And when we're talking about angels, we have Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing and compassion and brotherhood. So he's the angel to help you. And also, here's a little hint. If you're stuck in a traffic jam, ask Archangel Raphael to be on the hood. Ask him, I just kind of visualize him on the hood of the car, and ask him to help you get out of that traffic jam. And if you live in the Chicago area, as I do, you or in any large city, you're going to have Archangel Michael right, Archangel Raphael right there to help you. And Archangel Michael kind of came through me, and so what I'm going to say to you is he is the archangel for a difficulty in traffic. If you're not a traffic jam, but if you have a flat tire or you need protection or, you know, it's very slippery or icy or there's something else going on, Archangel Michael would be the one to ask to be in your car with you and help you out. Okay, Now we're going to go to another one of my favorite remedies, and it's called Energy Ball. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to make chi and put this chi or energy into your system. So what you do is you take your hands, put them out in front of you, and start forming a ball, as if you're making a snowball. And you pull in energy, and then you kind of pack it, and you pull more in, and you just do it between the palms of your hand, and you just keep packing the energy for about 15 seconds. Once you get that energy packed into a good-sized energy ball, then you take it and you put it by your navel, and you feel that energy being absorbed into your body. Peter, the angel of health, is the one who can help you with this if you'd like an angel by your side. And when this chi or energy ball is in your body, it radiates strength. And Barry is the angel of strength. So those are the angels to help you. And just leave that energy in there, feeling its potent force, and it will strengthen you. And the one thing you want to know is, in order to manifest in your life, you really need strength. When you're stronger, you manifest more quickly. When you're stronger, your requests are taken to the angels more quickly. So the stronger you are, the more solid your foundation, the better it is for you in your life. And that remedy is called Energy Ball. Now, the other thing you want to do before you finish that is just take your right hand and put it over your navel and sort of just kind of complete it so that the energy doesn't drain out of your navel and out of your system. You really want your energy in there. The Native Americans believe that energy enters through the navel and exits through the navel. And that's where your spirit comes in when you're born, and exits when you pass on. So just pat that area with your right hand and keep that area solid and closed off. That's the way you finish that remedy. All right. So that's from the energy chapter. And some of the key words in the energy chapter are visualization, perseverance, and, of course, energy. That's the key words for that chapter. The affirmations that go with this, and it seems like energy is really important. People are starting to drag around a little bit. They just don't seem to have as much energy right now. I mean, that's the complaints I'm getting when people are calling me for their sessions. And so the affirmations that I like out of this chapter are, I have vitality and good health. And I'll say it one more time. I have vitality and good health. The other one is, I am incredibly energized. I am incredibly energized. And if you just think of yourself being energized. A third one is, I have a zest for life. And certainly if you have a zest for life, things are going to go well for you. I have a strong and powerful body. I have a strong and powerful body. Yes, siree. All right. Okay. Let's go to another one of my favorite remedies. This one is called Backbone. And here is a little saying that you can remember. People don't mess with you when your energy is in your backbone. So if you're in a situation where you're going to have to confront someone, even if it's just a child or someone that you're trying to get to understand you, get your point across, or you're going to have to call customer service or something like that, or return some merchandise or whatever it is, where you want people to just kind of leave you alone, understand you, and go along with you, you want to use the backbone energy. And Teresa is the angel of empowerment, and she's the one that helps you with this. Again, this is in the strength chapter of the Angel First Aid book. All right, so how do we do this? You think of the energy that's in the front of your body moving to the back of your body and moving towards your tailbone. Oops, tailbone and backbone. See, sometimes the angels just come through and say what they want me to say. So, but you don't want it just all in your tailbone. You want it in your backbone. You want it all the way up. All right. So energy is moving from the front of you to the back of you and just resting or staying in your tailbone and in your backbone. Yes. All right. It's interesting, but because I can feel energy, I'm feeling the people listening energizing, that I could feel the strength. That was fun. That was great. So just keep it up and use that remedy whenever you need to. Okay. I have another affirmation for you. This one is, I am creating abundance. I am creating abundance. And the key words for the strength chapter are peace, wisdom, and intuition. Peace, wisdom, and intuition are the key words for the strength chapter. All right. What is my next remedy that I... Oh, yes, here's another one that I love. This is one of my favorites. It's called the Law of Increase. I invoke the Law of Increase. If you want to grow your business, if you want to grow your income, if you want things to expand and enlarge, just say, I invoke the Law of Increase. And any affirmation that you say before you go to bed at night will stay with you the whole night. So any affirmation, and the angels can work on it through the whole night. Your subconscious can work on it. So before you go to bed at night, say, I invoke the Law of Increase. And that will help you. That'll help you with your cash. That's cash. And from the creativity chapter, we have the words, which are intention, creativity, and focus. And when Don called in, he was concerned about focus. And that's something that if you make up your mind that you're going to do. And the other thing about focus is not to overwhelm yourself. People lose focus when they feel overwhelmed. So if you're going to focus on something, take it a little bit at a time. Take a just a chapter of a book and focus on it. Take a page of a book, or take one little project. Take one email. Start with something small and then change your focus on to something else. And go from one thing to the other. Not one project to the other, but like take one step and then another step and then another. And that's the way to keep your focus on what you're doing. And if you feel yourself wandering, if you feel your mind wandering, just kind of pull your energy back into your navel. Think of your energy from your feet coming up to your navel, from the top of your head and shoulders going down to your navel. And that's where your power center is. And that'll pull your energy again, and then your brain will be able to focus more quickly. Another simple remedy that we have in the book for focusing is to take your hand and spread your fingers apart and start wiggling your fingers. And for some reason, that affects the meridians, and you do this with both hands. You can do it one at a time, one hand at a time, if you're holding onto a phone or some other kind of instrument or something, or you can do them both at the same time if you're not. I have this visualization of holding onto the mouse of the computer and doing it with your right hand and doing this little exercise with your left hand. But if you want to focus, take your fingers, separate them, and just wiggle them. And that'll sort of set off your meridians and sort of stimulate them so that your brain starts to refocus, and that'll help you out. All right, now we're going to talk about the judge. everyone has inside of them, and this is in the confidence chapter, everyone has inside of them a voice that I call the judge that comes into your life between the ages of 7 and 13. And this voice does nothing but judge you. It has no feeling, no emotion, no, it does not hear you, it does not see you, it just judges you. And this judge or this voice, and everybody knows what it is because you've heard it, is there just to be critical, just to make you feel bad. And its purpose in your life is, unfortunately, to keep you from improving, from going higher. It's like self-sabotaging. Now, you cannot get rid of the judge. Unfortunately, here's your truth. That voice is going to stay with you, that critical voice. And what it says to you is going to have something to do with what you heard as a child between 7 and 13, especially from authority figures. So you cannot get rid of it. But what you can do is you can learn how to neutralize it. You can learn how to take that voice that comes with a bad feeling. When your judge attacks or comes in, sneaks in, and starts to give you a hard time, you will have a feeling, a bad feeling, and you will recognize that. And so what I want you to do the next time you hear that feeling, and next time, or feel that feeling, the next time you hear your judge say something to you like, boy, that was stupid. How in the world could you do that? You're never going to make it. Well, you're a failure already. Whatever your judge is saying to you, and everybody's judge will be a little bit different, but you're going to get that bad feeling. When you get that bad feeling, say, aha, I recognize it. That's the judge. Instead of going on and letting him go on, you put your hand out and you say, stop. Make that signal like you're going to tell him to stop. If you're somewhere where you can't put your hand out, just move your index finger like stop. And you stop that judge from jumping all over you. And then call on Serena, who's the angel that nurtures you, that brings you love, that is your companion. She is the top guardian angel. You call on Serena and you ask her to help you get through this, whatever it happens to be. If your judge comes in and says, you know, boy, you can't eat that because that's going to make you fat, and that bothers you because you don't want to be fat, then you call on Serena, say stop it to the judge, and you call on Serena and you ask her to nurture you. And you bring you that peace of mind that you are looking for. So there's a lot more information on the judge. If your judge is bothering you and keeping you from being powerful and keeping you from getting to the next level in whatever you're doing, call me for a session or a reading, and we'll talk about your individual situation, and I'll teach you how to change that around. Because that's one thing that if your judge is activated, you will never expand, you'll never grow, and you won't get to the point that you want to go. You may go up a little, but you're not going to go as far as you want to go. So neutralizing your judge is extremely important. And again, a little bit about this is in the Confidence chapter in the Angel First Aid book. The number to call in if you want to talk to me on the radio is 888-268-4313. If you're in the United States and you want to call me to set up a consultation or session to talk about your judge and find out what you can do personally, it's 800-323-1790, and my international number is 630-420-1334. My website, one more time, is theangellady.net. And we're in the process of changing the website. We are reconstructing it, and it's going to be a real fun place to visit. We're going to be having newsletters and memberships and all kinds of remedies and different things on the website. Probably have to give us a month or two to get it all together, but it's going to be a really fun place to visit. All right. next remedy we're going to talk about is from the focus chapter, and it's called vision statement. And what you want to do, this is specifically if you're getting involved in a business or are involved in a business. I am creating a profitable business. Think of a vision of what you want your business to be. How do you want it to run? How much money do you want to make? How many employees do you want to have? Get your vision. And when Don called in, we will have to contact him again and tell him about vision statement. But he needs to visualize exactly how he wants his business to go. You need to visualize exactly how you want your business to go and go into the details. How many calls do you want to make a day? How many people do you want to call you? How much money do you want to have each day? Go into your details and then say this affirmation. I am creating a profitable business. I have plenty of resources available. There's three affirmations here. I am being rewarded for my efforts. I like that one. I am being rewarded for my efforts. So if you're contemplating a rich and fulfilling future, say these affirmations. I'll repeat them one more time. I am creating a profitable business. I have plenty of resources available. I am being rewarded for my efforts. And truly, if you have plenty of resources available, you are going to be in good shape. There's going to be no question about that. You will have the finances, the investors, or whatever it is that you're looking for to help you with your business. All right, now, what angel is in the focus chapter? We have Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, and she is definitely one of my favorites. And then we have Christopher, the angel of opportunity, and here's another interesting angel, Cornell. And Cornell is the angel of decision making. So if you have something coming up that you have to make a really good decision or a quick decision, one thing you can do is you can call me for a reading or session and let me help you with that. In fact, if you have questions, you can always call and just ask me questions. You don't even have to set up a full reading. We can just make a time when I'm available and I will answer them for you. And then call on Cornell, who is the angel of decision-making. Okay, well, I think we're going to take our break now.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to Angel Talk. I'm Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and I'm your host for this show. And if you would like to reach me direct, my 800 number is 800-323-1790. For a consultation about anything that's going on in your life you would like to improve or make better, and or even that you've wondered about. I can answer questions on things you've wondered about your entire life and just didn't know who to ask. So here we are. All right. So now we're in the creativity chapter, and we're going to be working with the Archangel Gabriel and Alexander, who's the angel of invention. That's kind of interesting. That's certainly a creative endeavor. Barbara, who's the angel of fame. Blake, who's the angel of comfort. And we're going to go to Jacob, who's the angel of education. If you're taking any kind of course or you're studying to be a chiropractor, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is you're studying to be, Jacob is the angel of education, and just let that angel be by your side. That angel can help you. And if you're interested in music, Perry, P-E-R-R-I-E, is the angel of music. We also have Rita, for you authors out there, or wannabe authors out there. Rita is the angel of writing. And I must say that when we started the show, we were talking about my favorites, And Rita is definitely one of my favorites. There have been many times when I've been writing my books that I have stopped and said, okay, I need a little help here. I need some inspiration. And Rita would come to my aid and help me out. So now I want to talk to you about another one of my favorite dollars, remedies called dollar signs. And this is on my website. If you go to theangellady.net, theangellady.net, you will see this remedy info on the website. And the way you do dollar signs, this is my best remedy for fast cash. I could tell you stories about how this has worked. But my best remedy for fast cash, you take your index finger, put it out in front of you, and just start drawing dollar signs. You draw large ones and small ones. Put your whole body into it. Concentrate on drawing dollar signs. And if you want to add some of those affirmations that we talked about, I give myself permission to be wealthy, or I invoke the law of increase while you're drawing your dollar signs, that's going to definitely accelerate the process. So draw your dollar signs if you're looking for some fast cash. And I guess I will tell you one of my stories. This is a story. A lady called me up and told me she was having difficulty making her rent for that month. I guess she was in the changing jobs and she was just having difficulty making her rent. And she needed $834. So a voice came to her and said, go to the store and get some milk. Well, this was midnight. She never goes to the store to get some milk. But she did, and when she looked down on the ground, there was a little roll of cash, and it was exactly $834. And she had been making her dollar sign and also using the other affirmation that I love, I am a mighty money magnet. Now, she had been doing that ever since she called me, and she couldn't wait to call me back and tell me how excited she was that she found that money. And she knows an agent put it there for her. Okay, do we have a caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Monique.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, good. Okay. What can I help you with?
Sorry?
What could I help you with? Would you like the names of your angels?
Yeah, the names of my angels. Just a general reading.
Okay. Let me see here. You have, your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. Your other angel, which is a guardian angel, is Lucian, who is the angel of resources. And you also have Solomon, who is the angel of security. So you have all male angels. We need to give you a female. How about Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, Serena, who's the angel of nurturing and children. And she tells me you have a wonderful little inner child inside of you and that that just very bright and cheerful. Does that sound like you?
Bright and cheerful?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Bright and cheerful, yeah.
Yeah, many times, I suppose.
Good, good. Did you have a question for me?
No. Actually, I just, that's fine.
Okay. How about I give you an affirmation for you?
Sure.
That the angels are going to pick out for you. They're picking out a bunch of them. But I am whole and complete.
That's a good one.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we were talking about dollar signs, and this is not in the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, but it is in the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book, which is what we're going to be talking about in some of our future shows. And in the relationship chapter, it gives you a remedy called Expanding Hearts, and again, this is on my website, too. and you just take your hand and you put it out in front of you, the index finger out first, and draw hearts, small hearts, larger hearts, bigger hearts, and you would be surprised how that brings more love into your life. People look at you differently. Your one lady told me that she did it so she would be more loving, but what she noticed was her children and her husband were more loving towards her. So if you're looking for someone to love you more, or if you just want to spread love, start working with the expanding hearts remedy and doing hearts. Okay, I think we're gonna end for today. I've had fun. After all, this was my favorite show and my favorite remedy. Next Monday, we will be doing the same thing. We will be going through more of the favorites in kind of a summary. And then the following week, I'm going to start on the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. But we will do some more of my favorites, because there's just lots of remedies in there, affirmations and keywords and angels that I want to share with you and tell you the little stories that go along with it, things that you cannot get in the book. If you would like to contact me directly and do a session with your angels, it's 800-323-1790 in the States, and my website is theangellady.net. And thank you for joining me. I had fun. I hope you did too. And this is Sue Storm for Angel Talk, signing off.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.
From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the Angel First Aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.